B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
Best outlook in 3 years as a pro, he's had one season where he played winning ball. And then I make the argument, and he goes, I wasn't impressed with his rookie season. The second year he played at a high level, and last year he stunk regardless of what he was battling injury-wise.
Well, I would say that. I mean, his rookie year, I would say, is phenomenal because he didn't even play in the preseason. We had Sam Bradford.
I agree.
He wasn't even taking.
And 9 days before the season, he was named the starter.
And remember, he was dinged in the preseason.
The ribs, yeah.
And when you look at Carson Wentz, there are guys that come into this league every year that have talent. They have arm strength. They can throw the ball. Odell Beckham, you just say, throw the ball 70 yards. Carson has it between the ears. The separation is the preparation, like Russell Wilson said. He has it between the ears, and he has the drive to want to be better. So I don't see where anybody could see where he would fail. Like, I'm not saying he's guaranteed Hall of Fame, but to think he can't win more games than he can lose, just having that will, that drive, and being able to get it between the ears.
I agree.
It's humongous.
You know, between the ears, like what you say is so right about what he looks at pre-snap and his grasp of offenses in the game and everything else.
Yeah, his reads, so much. I love that. What is it? Preparation is the separation. I guess that's a Russell Wilson said that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that before, but that's true.
It is.
Yeah, he puts himself in the best knowledge, to gain the most knowledge of what he's seen at that line of scrimmage. You know he's putting in the work, even when he was injured. He was the first guy in the building helping guys out, looking at tape. So you know that's part of his DNA. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Pigeon in Broomall in The Fanatic. What's up, Pidge?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How'd you get that name?
when I was young, my one foot goes to the left, so my buddy said... My buddy Pearhead, I call him Pearhead. He calls me Pigeon, so that just stuck.
All right. We got one foot going one way and the other going the other way. Another one saying, what do you want from me?
Pigeon's cool, though. I like the Pigeon.
Yeah, it's cool. All the neighborhood guys call me Pigeon.
Yeah, I'm sure. Ladies think it's cool.
Take it easy, man. I'm good with the ladies.
It's just not that endearing of a nickname.
I like him.
It's like being called, like, sloppy or something, you know? Stinky.
All right. What's your nickname?
Mert.
Yeah, let's go with the ladies, huh?
Treated me well.
All right. So, what's going on with the Phillies in the playoffs? I just want to hear your guys' opinion on if they make it to the playoffs, how far are they going to go?
You can look at this, right? And you know that if they have any chance, it's only at their second wild card. And there's a lot of teams fighting. Do they look like a playoff team to you?
I mean, I would say they make it to the playoffs, but I don't see them going deep. And I just want to know what moves you guys think they got to make to make it to the next level, maybe take home another parade.
Well, they got a lot, Pidge. They got a lot to do.
Yeah, you need about three pitchers.
You need some pitching, man. You got no pitch. You need some pitching, Pigeon. No, you eat the cold food?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Dude, the cold Chinese is unbelievable.
Really?
You want to get gelatinous?
I mean, certain ones, yeah, I can see that. But cold General Tso's, like, I can see where you say it gets all jelly and stuff. But it's unbelievable. I mean, he's got it all right.
Only a Pigeon would tell you cold Chinese food's good.
See, yo, Pigeon, here's the thing, though. Like, General Tso's has to be hot because the sauce is one of the great parts of it. And when that sauce kind of, when it gets cold, it kind of almost dries up.
I mean, I got you on that. I mean, cold rice and that, but I mean, the noodles in the General Tso's,
that's classic.
It's on another level.
Wait, Pigeon.
It's ridiculous.
We got to have the Pigeon in Fan Fest. I know you want to go, right?
I would love to come to FanFest.
Yeah, we were hooking you up, bro.
Pigeon, man.
Pigeon. Could have pigeons at FanFest. We have everything else. We need a pigeon.
the nickname Pigeon is not like one of those ones that's endearing, like an endearing nickname. You know what I mean? Like, it's like saying your name's Stinky because you always smell. You know, the ladies go. Yeah. A lot of times the nickname's the opposite, though. Like, Tiny's a big guy. You know?
Well, you know Philadelphia, though. Like, everybody has a nickname.
Yeah. Some of them are ridiculous.
Well, it's just how it comes about.
Yeah. You and your boys, man, you got the nicknames that you have are outstanding.
But that's all. There's a million. I know a million guys. Like, there's guys I just know by their nickname.
Yeah. But the stories behind the nickname and how they get it is what's funny sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, how do you earn it and earn the nickname? I mean, some guys, like, would be called pigeon because they look like a pigeon. It's not a great thing. This is all I'm pointing out. You know?
How about Chunas, though? Mike, huh? He's starting to, like,
I got a smile on my face today.
You get, so a guy called Pigeon calls up and you're fired up.
Yep. Like,
yeah, tell him how good.
Yeah, he's pecking that General Tso's chicken.
My man Hollywood on Twitter tweets in, cold egg rolls is the absolute move. Always order extra just to put it in the fridge. Mm. My people are coming out for me.
Yeah, man, I got weird eating habits, man, but I'm not with you on those. I'm not.
Ever have a cold sesame noodle?
No.
Oh, it's better than hot.
Is that right?
Yes.
Bubba just texted me and goes, you guys called me sweat and it made me self-conscious. Remember Big Bub?
Yeah. Yeah, but Bubba didn't need it. You know.
He was just Bubba.
Yeah.
And that one fit.
Big it boy. Did. He looked like a Bubba.
All right, so you got Tobias. There was a press conference today, you know, introducing the new signees. They're all signed. Ennis signed his contract today. Tobias changed his number, by the way. Because Big Al comes in and takes 42. So Tobias changes his number.
Well, he was 33. He wasn't 42.
Oh, he wasn't 42. Okay.
Well, people are upset with the number that he picked.
What did he take?
He took 12. TJ's number.
Ah.
Why would he be upset?
Maybe Stan or TJ.
Yeah, people are upset, man.
No, they're not.
I think it should be hung in the rafters, number 12.
Stop.
He's on this morning with, heard him with Bobby and Bro this morning.
It was good to hear TJ this morning.
Yeah. He was a good story.
It's a great story.
Yeah, I mean,
it really was. It's a great story.
Hard worker. Teammates respect him. But
yeah, man, come on.
So Tobias, we talked about it yesterday. Tobias has been working out with Ben Simmons. So he's talking about Ben in this cut?
Well, so he was asked about a photo that was taken.
Actually, I would be interested in hearing a lot of his news conference.
So, okay. I'll get some cuts for you.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris, there was a photo of him guarding Ben. They were playing one-on-one in a gym, and he was guarding him behind the three-point line.
Why?
So somebody exactly. So somebody was like, all right, why were you guarding him behind the three-point line? And here's his answer.
Everybody was trying to figure out why I was guarding him at the three-point line. It was really because he hit two of them. I dared him to shoot two of them. He hit two in a row. So
Utah,
that's why I
give
was
me two.
There.
So he hit two.
Ben hit 2 3-pointers?
Yes.
They did a college gym?
That's not right.
Wow. So he hit two on him, so they had to go out and guard him.
Yeah, it's funny. I've told you before, in practice and in, you know, pick up stuff, he'll shoot threes. He's, you know, it's got to translate it.
Yeah. Who's Keith Pompeo? It sounds like on the road. He'll be on the floor at the, you know, early in the day to shoot around, going all around, hitting shots from all over the place.
I told you, yeah. I know.
And then he gets into the game, the crowd's there, and the spectators, and the eyes are on him, and there comes the lack of willingness to take the shot.
This is where now he's got to get over that, and this is the year.
He's a sports psychologist. I might have to get him over here on the couch, out in the green room, have a little talk with the lad.
He's all right.
I'll say, you know, listen, man. You ain't going to make them all. We're going to applaud the ones you make, of course. We'll applaud the ones you miss for a period of time. But let's take them. Let's get off the schneid here and let's start taking some shots. Let's go to the Trey in Bucks County on the Fanatic. What's up, Trey?
Fellas, what's going on?
Yo, Trey.
How we doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. So real quick, I just want to tell you guys, Anthony, thanks. I'm your paper shredder guy. You came out one week and talked to me for a little bit during the show. So I appreciated that. Thank you.
Yeah. What's up, man? Good to get you. I remember that. Yeah. That was cool.
How's it going, guys? So I am so excited. You guys have been talking about football, and this season for me is a little bit dead. I'm not a big baseball guy. I'm not a hockey guy. I'm really just Sixers and Eagles. But
that's a violation.
You know, it probably is. I'm sorry, fellas, but you know, that's just, I like fun sports. But anyway,
kiss my ass.
Yeah, but you know, I've played basketball and football when I was a kid, so you know, I've always been more with them, but
oh my God. Good for you.
See, you're having a conversation with Jason. You don't even know it.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I know. Jason, I'm sorry, man. You didn't come out and say hi to me, so I had to get you a little bit.
Come on, bro.
But, yeah, I'm excited. Like, a preseason, I'm excited. All these pieces we have, Miles Sanders, Andre Dillard. I'm a huge football nerd. I love watching a big offensive lineman kick his leg back and show those heavy hands. I can't wait to see what all the young guys got. But, honestly, everyone's so positive about this season. I'm thinking 13 wins. 13 wins and a chip.
You know, it's funny. We're looking at it. I'm looking at the schedule again. You're kind of analyzing it. And I look at them, I go, I don't know how they win less than, you know, at least 11 games.
Exactly.
You know, probably 12. Like, you know, totally same, 12-4. And then it comes down to health and, you know, matchups in the playoffs.
Oh, it's beautiful. You guys were talking about the double championship, like parlay the other day. I'm going to put $100 at Sugar House to get that $13,000 from the Sixers and the Eagles.
I did it off the Parks website.
Yeah. A guy actually tweeted me the other day that he went to Parks and did it. After we talked about that,
did
they
really?
Showed me the ticket. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys got me with it. I'm going to go do that. $13,000? I mean, what's $100 if you can win that? I got good faith. So.
Well, right. You know what? That's one of those things that, hey, we love, you know, this is what we do. We love our teams. And if we had a double parade, could you imagine the parade on top of the parade?
Yeah, we had a double, but it was the Eagles and Villanova. Like two of the four.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's it.
Hey, Trey, you want to come to FanFest?
Oh, do you mean it? Oh, my God. I would lose my mind.
Well, because you got to hang out with Trey Thomas, A, because you share a name, and B, because you were like, I love offensive line play with the step back in the hands. You and Trey are like kindred spirits.
Oh, my goodness. Me and Trey would be best friends. Except for he spells his name wrong, but that's all right.
Well, I'll put you on hold. You got a pair of tickets. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
There you go. So speaking of the that parlay, at that press conference today, Josh Harris also spoke. And first of all, he was talking about Al Horford. He said, you used to kill us. Now I'm glad you're joining us. And he also said at the press conference today that he believes the Sixers are built for an NBA championship this season.
They are.
There is. Josh Harris, the owner of the squad.
Yeah.
If we believe that from Josh Harris, and we do, and we believe it from Doug Peterson, and I know he spoke from a golf outing yesterday. James Ennis.
Mikey missed his boy.
Was he Mikey fine with it?
Yeah. I was teasing Mike, yeah.
Oh, okay. 610-632-0975. We've got two open lines if you want to grab them. And it's been really good discussion today regarding Carson Wentz and the Eagles and that number 10 that you brought up at the over-under that you saw at Parks last night. Surprised. 10. Seems a little low. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
You know what's never good? Is when you get the news feed about polluted waters. Historic polluted waters threatening one of our big fishing holes, which is the Gulf of Mexico. So it just comes off because there's a hurricane that's about to form.
Yeah, right? Hurricane Barry.
So the story is a historic, slow-moving flood of polluted Mississippi River water loaded with chemicals, pesticides, and human waste from 31 states and two Canadian provinces is draining straight into the marshes and bayous of the Gulf of Mexico. One of our big fishing grounds.
Oh, my God.
And you always say, stay away from the fish.
That is disgusting.
You wonder why there's flesh-eating bacteria in the ocean.
Oh, my God. It's like a petri dish of disgusting.
Did you hear what happened in Kentucky earlier this week?
No.
Now, fortunately, it wasn't waste, but it's not good either.
Tens of thousands of fish are dying from the whiskey runoff in the Kentucky River caused by a 45,000 barrel Jim Beam warehouse fire.
Oh, that's right, the fire.
Yeah.
So wait, all the whiskey is in the water?
Yes, and tens of thousands of fish.
So they poisoned all the fish? They're all drunken fish?
Yeah, they died of alcohol overdose. Jim Beam Kentucky bourbon whiskey. Wow.
But you do, that's a good one.
I used to do the commercial for them.
I bet we don't have factories right near water.
Where do you think that thing, where do you think they've always historically been set up?
Yeah, that's
along
how they
ship. Riverbanks throughout the country.
Look where cities are.
Yeah, I know.
They got
now
a port.
A guy know why.
You control the port, you but control
then,
the
then
flow.
Then it runs off. And now our fish are dying.
Well.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's ugly.
Ugh. Bizarre world we live in today, Anthony. So I get a message on, I get a LinkedIn request from this woman. All right, so I'll tell you the story real quick. And she, it comes with a note, and it says, "Hi, Jason. Interesting profile. What are your goals for the next few months with Beasley Media Group?"
And I said, some goals?
I said, "My goal is not to be recruited and pitched."
You told her about Carson? No, you didn't.
Yes. So... she said, she responded today, goes, "I'm not trying to recruit you. I just think we can form an excellent partnership that will help us both grow financially. Many people overlook the impact of design and how it directly relates to new customers." And blah, blah, blah. I go, "All right, I'm a talk show host and we talk about sports. Probably not applicable," which tells me you didn't read my profile. And they're fishing. Again, not interested. I read your profile and you seem like a perfect candidate to partner up with financially.
Yeah, you say, yeah.
We could grow our brand together.
That's right.
You know what my brand is, hon?
I'm worried about Carson.
I'm a garbage disposal.
Really? That's your brand?
Yeah.
And well, hold on. Let me put you in touch
with... I'm like Kohler.
Let me put you in touch with... Since you are the garbage disposal, I'll put you in touch with the toilet.
Yeah.
Andrew Salchudis.
You can form a partnership. You got both ends covered. Jeez. I'll tell you.
How's that?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in.
Yeah, I know you are. Let's go to Tom in West Grove on the Fanatic. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hope you guys are well. I'm just calling in to talk Eagles, and I think Carson Wentz, he kind of reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger, just the way he sends plays, and their feet work very good. I also have the Eagles at 11-5 with a chance to go to the NFC Championship because I think this Eagles defense can carry this offense if they struggle.
Wow, really? Let's look at that
around
for 1 second. Yeah, because I think it's going to be more offensive driven than defensive driven. Like there's some players that they got along the line I like, and obviously their back end's pretty good. But I think the jewel of this team is clearly on offense.
Yeah, and I think they should mix up like the pass and the defense just to throw off the opposing defenses too. And if they get off their fast start, then they can gain a lot of confidence. And I think that they can take the Saints divisional round last year and use that as a learning experience.
Look, a lot of these guys that are on this team are the same guys that went on and won a Super Bowl. And or guys that lost in that same game last year, there's been some turnover, but not a tremendous amount. So I think this is a team that already is experienced and knows how to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they can cope with. I think they can cope with this good disappointment because they can use that situation for this season.
They've gone through a lot. Things have galvanized this group with injuries and the guys having to step up. Look at that defensive backfield last year. How many guys went down? I mean, we were on Cravon LeBlanc. The names of guys that were playing, and playing well, by the way, that we didn't expect to see on the field last year.
Yeah, there was a lot. And I think you guys are right. I think this offense is going to be one of the more explosive offenses in the league. I think Doug Peterson, he's a top five coach in the league, and I think I'm just really confident in this team this year that they can get back to the NFC championship and hopefully the Super Bowl.
Well,
so, go, buddy. Yeah. Here you go, buddy. That's cool, man. Listen, you want to go to Fan Fest?
Sure, I'll go.
It sounds like you want to go to Fan Fest, my man.
Yeah,
you got it, buddy. You got it. Bring it wherever you want to, okay?
All right.
Hold on, man.
All right, Tommy, hang on. We'll put you on hold. You get a pair of tickets to FanFest coming up August 24th.
There you go, brother.
All presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Christine in Northeast Philly's on the Fanatic. Hey, Christine.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I was just calling in to say, you think it's too late for the Phillies to turn it around, or are they going to...
No, they're only halfway through, and they're a playoff team right at the moment, but do they have the sustainable? Do they have sustainability to be even better than they were in the first half? That's the question. I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think they need to make some kind of move.
I got a question for you. Now, were you calling because you really cared that deeply about
the Phillies?
You want
FanFest tickets because her husband put her up to
it. You wanted FanFest tickets for your boyfriend?
For me, it's my birthday today, and I listen to you guys all the time.
Happy birthday.
Listen, first of all, it's your birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
We are definitely not going to turn you down, so you got them, Christine. Maybe you want, you got it.
Yeah, who are you going to go with, Christine?
Thank you. I'll bring my husband, and I'll ask my sister and brother if they
want to go. That's great.
All right. Well, you enjoy that Hedger gives you the air. Hold on. I'll put you on hold. You get the tickets. So congratulations.
Oh, don't bring the husband.
Well, she's married.
I know.
Come on, man. Go eat some cold Chinese.
What, you wanted to like put together a pack of wolves and come down there?
Yes.
Pack of cougars? Jeez. You sniffed that out right away. You got the detectors on today,
for a long time.
Yeah,
you think the Phillies have a chance? And she's trying to think like,
is she no retort?
Will they ask? You know, do I want to go? Can I fit it in?
Yeah.
Here's the thing: you don't have to make any say at the top of the call if you're interested, you want to go to FanFest. We're not turning you down. So it's Friday today. We want everybody who wants to go to be there. So
yeah.
We just got to go through this whole thing because illegal to allow you to come in and give you the ticket.
Yeah. We don't want to see on social media the day over after or anything like that. We go, man, I really wanted to go, but I didn't have a ticket. We don't want to see that happen. If you want to be there, we'd like you to be there. It's really simple.
So I got a tweet. I don't want to give out the guy's name because of the tweet. But he says the potential fiance, because I don't want to blow his cover, you know. The potential fiance just said she loves cold Chinese food, too. Looks like I'm out on her now.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Is that a deal breaker? The cold Chinese food?
That's a game changer for him. Well, he's got some strict standards.
Yeah, dude, I don't understand your cold. Like,
have you tried it? And this goes back to the Jason and the pasta and milk thing. Like, no, I've never tried it. Mm-hmm. So I'll rip you all the time, but I'm never going to try that.
Yeah.
And I'll admit that. Have you ever tried the cold Chinese food?
It's not supposed to be eaten cold.
Yeah, when it gets gelatinous, it has to be heated.
You know, there's a lot of things I haven't tried, right?
Like, I'm not going to grab
it. You shouldn't.
I'm like, I'm not going to mimic that idiot who with the horse manure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not going to have a cold piece of meatloaf when I see that the fat that's on the pan is like cured.
Yeah,
and it's white.
Cold egg roll is a little different than manure.
It's cooked. Well.
No, but the point is that that's not a retort. It's a retort for broccoli. Have you tried broccoli? It's not a retort for cold, nasty Chinese food.
Yeah. Broccoli chicken.
You know what I mean?
Beef and broccoli cold?
For the five stars. For the guy on Twitter, that's...
I love the beef and broccoli. Like, the beef and broccoli is one of the great items, but I get in the Szechuan...
pepper steak, man.
But I get it with the Szechuan in the Szechuan sauce with the... I'd hype it up like 10 times with the heat.
Yeah, in the long hot.
Yeah.
For the guy on Twitter that's saying that he might be out on his potential fiance because of this, here's the deal. When it comes to you getting married, it's like taking a flight somewhere. You're allowed to bring a bag on the plane. You know what I mean? Like, you're allowed to check a bag. You're only allowed to check one bag. You hope it's not a big bag that fits in the overhead compartment. The problem is sometimes... And you get off the flight after the nuptials. You come to find out that she checked a couple bags while you were going to get a pop. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got baggage. But it's you can't have... sometimes there's too much baggage, and it can't be overcome.
I think cold Chinese food is bad, but that's not baggage.
Yeah.
That's not even a carry-on.
Yeah, and you were a baggage handler.
I was a baggage handler.
Yeah. You just can't sneak extra. You got to be upfront about the baggage. You can't sneak extra bags on the plane.
But that's not a bag. That's not a bag.
All right. No, that's not. That's
a plastic bag.
That's an idiosyncrasy.
Not a suitcase.
Yeah. Like, I'll eat the Chinese food.
Ah, it's not a Samsonite? Swami Samsonite. I was way off. I'm all over Dumb and Dumber today.
I didn't get it. No wonder why.
The shoe fit. You never saw Dumb and Dumber?
No.
I'll walk out that door right now.
Those are the tuxedos I'm wearing at my wedding.
All right.
Yes.
You should.
The blue and the orange.
No, Lloyd Christmas?
Yes.
No, I refuse.
Harry. So great. That's a good movie.
I'm sure it
any movie called Dumb and Dumber, there's no chance you're watching.
I just didn't, you know. That's it. Well, yeah, whatever. I'm the only comedy, period. I mean, it takes a lot for me to like comedy.
So the comedy you would be into would be something like those Eddie Murphy, like...
listen, I'm not telling you.
Harlem Nights.
I've seen Harlem Nights, but there's not... But again, I like comedy. I do. The truly stupid slapstick, I'm out of one.
Terry!
You know?
Yeah.
Like that.
Hey, that is truly stupid.
Right, like, you know.
I mean,
I'm not talking about some, you know, snob. I've seen, whatever, a million... But some of it, I, you know.
Wait, so Jason a couple of times this week has said our pets' heads are falling off.
I had no idea what that meant.
Oh, okay.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Yeah.
That's also from Dumb and Dumber.
The guy twisted off his parakeet's head.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude.
He's looking at me cross-eyed.
Do you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah. Let's go to Dean in West Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Dino.
Hey, how you guys? How you guys doing?
Kill that radio for me, Dean.
Oh, sorry. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Good, Dean. What's going on?
Hey, first time, long time.
Here you go, Dean. Welcome, brother.
Hey, I just wanted to get your opinion on the topic that I always have a discussion about, like the NFL or whatever.
Yeah.
Get your guys' opinion on. Even though I know officially it wouldn't make sense because you got teams like New England and it's cold up there. You got Pittsburgh, the noise, and even Seattle. I just want to get your opinion. Say if whoever won the Super Bowl, that following year, they get home field advantage throughout the regular season, just as like a little incentive. Like, how do you think that would like be paying out to the NFL?
So they get home field in the playoffs?
No, they get home field advantage the following season, the following regular season.
Yeah, you can't do that because teams need to have an equal number home games.
Okay. I know officially it wouldn't make sense, but how about they, like, change the move? Do you think it'd just, like, guarantee a super team, a good easy pass?
Yeah, okay. I don't see why. I'm out on that idea.
Okay.
I understand. I'm out on a team. You sound like a great dude, but I'm out.
Okay. I understand.
I'll give you Fan Fest tickets,
You were
though.
At VG's house earlier today?
I'll give you Fan Fest tickets, though.
Okay, that'd be wonderful. Amazing.
All right. Yeah. Hang on, Dean. It's been a bizarre day.
Well, no, it's good though. Like sometimes it's like fits perfect. Get the home field advantage throughout the whole season. Like what? No,
16 home games.
Like I'm out. No, it's bad.
Boy, I don't know that people's livers could handle that.
Yeah,
think about all that tailgating for the season ticket holder.
No, we're out.
Let's go to Aaron on the cell on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
My guys from the midday, what's happening?
What's up, buddy? What are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Listen, I wanted to get into this NBA offseason. Like, I'm a football guy first. I love the NFL. I love football. I used to argue with my friends about which sport was better, basketball or football. But lately, I've been so wanting the Sixers season to jump ahead of football. I don't know why. And this offseason has been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell the last time the NBA had an offseason the way it did. And it's still going on. I'm about to go to bed last night and I see the trade happen.
It's outrageous. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's a lot of fun is what it is.
It really is.
Yeah,
I can't believe. I mean, I'm just having a ball with it, man.
Me too.
I'm so pumped about these Sixers. It don't make no sense, man. I just can't wait until October. Like, I can wait because I don't want to rush my summer away like you, Ant. But I can't wait until it happens, man, because I'm hyped. I want to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's been like musical chairs. Like, they've taken all these great NBA players and they shuffled them all up. And when the music stops, what chair are you going to be in?
I mean, the West is so stacked right now. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? And about that bet, I'm going down there. I'm going to place that bet, too. Y'all guys got me. Y'all got me
on that. Oh, head up to Parks. Yeah, go.
I'm sitting there like, you know what? That don't sound like a bad idea. You know what?
Well, not for that payout, right?
No, not for that payout. And then, you know what? And you helped me on my first bet when I went up there, when y'all was broadcasting up there throughout the Eagles playoffs. You helped me on my first bet, man. So.
What was it?
It was you. I took the Eagles. I took the over.
Good.
They thought it was going to be a blowout, and I'm like, it's going to be way closer than that. So I took the under, actually, and I cashed out on that, man.
Good,
nice.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, you going to Fan Fest?
I need some tickets. If y'all can hook a brother up.
The brother is hooked up. Hold on for a minute.
Yes.
There you go. A lot of tickets out the door. FanFest presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Good calls on the phones today.
Oh, yeah.
People doing a nice job sending me off to vacation.
Oh, that's right. You're on vacation.
Yeah. I got to laugh.
Well, today's your last day.
Yeah, I'm off for the week. And when I return, we'll be in the week of training camp beginning.
Damn.
Tell me that wasn't a strategically placed vacation.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's great. It.
Yeah, very excited. I'm just kind of chill out. Got a lot of stuff to get done. Had the whole closet collapse, the shelving in the closet collapse. Couldn't carry the load of all the clothes. I'm hanging on the clothes that I've had since I was, like, you know, in high school for some stupid reason.
Yeah, I
purge.
Whatever. I hear you.
Dude, the shelf fell. The I showed shelf you the picture, fell, yeah. Right? And there's like 4 feet deep of all the clothes that were hanging up and everything. And I say, I spot the wench jersey, you know, on the floor. I looked in there when my wife told me it collapsed. And I just said, I can't deal with that right now. I've been dealing with this basement. That's been enough. I can't deal with that today. But I go for the vacation. I guess I'm going to have to deal with it. I got to figure something out. 610-632-0975.
That's awesome. You're going to go. You're going to feel good right now. You got a good fun show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The specter of vacation is always nice. Catch a little extra sleep, you know, do the whole thing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Chill out and watch the Phillies on YouTube. Jordan and King of Prussia is on the Fanatic. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
So, do you think the combination of Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert is easily, like, the best tight end combo in all the leagues?
Probably, because Ertz is a top two tight end. I mean, who's a better tight end than him? Maybe Kelsey?
Nah, Ertz is like maybe just a bit tier better. Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, he had more catches, but...
Yeah, Kelsey's better, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That's,
it's the combination, though. You're right.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it really is. I mean, the two of them, because I love Goddard. I think Goddard has a real chance to be... You know, as good as Ertz.
So that's the ceiling on him? Like, in the end, he could be the next Ertz or as good?
I think he's got,
he's got the tools.
He's got only, he's big, he's fast, he's got great hands. Yeah. I mean, I love him. I do. I think he's got unlimited potential.
Yeah. I love this season coming up in general because the Eagles are going to win outright.
I love it, man. All right, Jordan, you want FanFest tickets, buddy?
Sure, I don't have any.
All right, there you go. You got a pair of tickets out the door. He went with it outright.
Outright.
You know, little Mikey Vince.
Yeah.
Outright tonight.
He was channeling his inner Mikey Miss.
That's great.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. We're going to come back at the top of the hour, bring the heat. Your phone calls throughout this football Friday. Great football discussion today. Sprinkling in a little NBA discussion, a little this, a little that. It's been a lot of fun. Jump on board at 610-632-0975. Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, almost 1 o'clock. 12:50 on this Friday.
Zipping by. I zip through bad blood. It's over.
You already done?
Yeah, man. Wow. I went a little obnoxious yesterday and just kept going until I had to finish it, you know? Saw the finish line. I'm like, I got to get to the culmination of season two. And it's a good show. I highly recommend it. Some good plot lines, all based on true stories. And I enjoyed it tremendously. Did you start Narcos Mexico yet?
No.
Come on.
I had so many shows, it's terrible.
I know, man. Your watch list must be like a mile long.
It is, but I'm also not... I got to get in that mode.
Yeah, you got too much going on.
I got to get in that mode. It's tough, man. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you... Because you and I both have kids that keep us busy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do my late night watching. I stay up, just keep going.
See, I like to do that, too. I'm a late night, you know.
Yeah.
I love that, too. But I don't know. Lately, I've been shirking my responsibility, my watching.
Wow, you get back to
it. You know what it is, too? I'm really just focused on that writing, on that,
yeah,
in this project.
It's consuming you. So we know today that there was a press conference introducing all the recent additions to the Sixers. And one of those recent additions, of course, is Al Horford. So we got a cut here from Al Horford talking about Joel Embiid.
I've always been a fan of Joel. Just everything he brings on the court, off the court. Possibility of teaming up with him got me really excited about the potential. How good we can be, help our team be defensively, just get to working together, you know, do some special things.
Yeah. You had a good run up there in Boston, Al.
Big Al. I got to tell you, Al's cool.
He is cool.
Al's cool. Al, I mean, listen to that. That's a pro talking.
Yeah. I wanted to hate him as a Celtic, but I did respect him.
Now, Al's cool. And you listen to that? That's a pro. It's a pro talk.
Yeah, and we've talked about the impact that just his presence can have on Embiid. Teaching him how to be a pro. Horford's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Really teaching Joe how to take care of himself every day, prepare, and the way to maximize your potential.
He's a great guy to bring in.
Mm-hmm. You can see him being a coach one day. He's that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Lower Marion. Talk to Andrew on the Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm having a rough couple of days here, but I think the Cuz has just what I need to lift my spirits.
What's up, brother? What do you got? What do you need?
I got to hear the song, man.
I love it. Andrew! That's awesome. Very cool, my
brother.
Taking
requests now. I like it.
Very cool. I hope that helps.
That's what I needed, fellas. I appreciate it, guys.
We got you that, and we got FanFest tickets for you.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I would take my boy Snotty.
You got to get Snotty up here, man.
That's a great nickname for the ladies.
Yeah, Unky Snot. That's what my son calls
me. Unky. Could you see him, like Andrew?
That's awesome.
Andrew's got a girlfriend. He goes, you know, saying to her girlfriend, I want you to go out on a blind date with Andrew's friend. Well, what's his
Snot.
Name? Oh, he's Snotty.
Yeah, it's Snot.
She's going, huh?
Yeah,
what am I, tissue? Am I Kleenex? You know what I mean? Snotty. Yeah.
That's where we live. It's the beauty of where we live.
Anthony and Fairmount's on the Fanatic. Hey, Ant.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Anthony! First time caller. I listen to you guys every day. What's going on? I just want to talk about the Eagles real quick. I think that this Eagles offense is going to be dangerous. I'm telling you. My guy, Lane Johnson, was disrespected recently. I don't know if you guys saw a top 10 lineman came out, and he didn't make the cut. And that is disrespect right there.
Really? He didn't make the cut?
He did not. He tweeted a little eye emoji, and I'm telling you, he's going to come back with a vengeance.
Hmm. He was a little banged up last year, but look, I don't worry about Lane Johnson. If he's healthy, I don't worry about him a little bit.
Nope, I think he is going to destroy some D tackles and some D ends. Now that we got that running back, that real committee, we got some sick receivers, some sick tight ends. Carson Wentz is coming for that MVP season. Let's go Birds, baby.
Love it. You want to go to FanFest, Ant?
He's got
to
go, Ant. He's got to go.
I would love. I got to meet my boy Anthony.
You got him, man.
There you go.
Anthony!
Anthony gets a pair of tickets. I've seen this. This is incredible. 6ABC tweeted out this story of a Coast Guardsman who dramatically intercepts a sub loaded with drugs in the Eastern Pacific.
I saw that yesterday.
You see it?
Wow. And I love that stuff.
This is incredible. He jumps on the moving sub. It is awesome.
It's a sub. Send that to me.
Oh, wow.
Wait, it's a sub filled with drugs?
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, you know, the Crimson Tide. It's not that big. Or the Hunt for Red October. But he's opening up the hatch while it's moving. It's incredible. Wow. It's amazing. The footage is like, you know, body cam footage, too.
Yeah.
Just awesome stuff. So let's go to Cody up in the Lehigh Valley on the Fanatic. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
I had one quick point and then a few Phillies and Eagles things. Remember that tweet you guys got like 2 weeks ago about the NBA season being shortened and all that stuff?
Oh, that the story that came out about the 58 right. game yeah. and the tournament.
Yeah, that was me. You're welcome. And my Phillies note, I think come second half, Bryce and Reese and everybody, they're going to get hot. I think they should go out and get Zach Greinke if they can pry him away. I think he's with the D-backs, right?
Here's the problem. The Phillies, and Jason Stark was on this morning, the Phillies have, Greinke has a no trade to the, and the Phillies are on the list.
Oh, we are? Okay, well, that negates that.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. And my whole thing with the Eagles, I know you guys were talking about how the secondary, there was a bunch of, I remember seeing a game and I was like, who the heck are these guys out here? And they were out there for a few weeks and they started playing pretty well. I think that secondary this year coming in healthy is going to be a pretty good strength for us.
No doubt. They have tremendous depth there.
That's the thing that looks sure. incredible, right?
Yeah.
Is the depth.
My only concern then, I know we don't play a lot of like packages where we need linebackers, but behind, what, Bradham and Zach Brown, do you see anybody else back there who kind of like flashes anything that you might see like if
no.
one of them goes down?
No. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess one of the things, too, is Darby going to be ready for the season when you talk about the D-backs real quick? Is he going to be ready coming off that injury? Jalen Mills coming off an injury? What is Sidney Jones? That's a big question I have.
I wanted them to take him in the first round before he got hurt.
Well, he was definitely a first-round player before the Achilles at his pro day.
He was I was assuming he was going to be off the board before in the first round if he was still healthy. And I was kind of happy we got him in the second being for the upside. So I hope he can turn it around. But
it's going to be important. But, like he's a guy that we got to look at.
He's one of the intriguing guys to watch through the preseason.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what he is at. If he was banged up again last year. I remember the one game they played, and I don't know if a source told you or we heard that they were targeting him in that game. Was it against?
No, what it was is Peter King.
That's right.
Was embedded with the.
Was it Tennessee?
Whatever team it was. I don't know, Seattle? Anyway, he was in meetings, and it came up. It was Seattle, I think. And anyway, they were targeting Sidney Jones.
New Orleans.
Sean Payton.
I'd say it was Sean.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.